dime, the master call a commandant. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. We who fed the multitude and turn the water into wine. Feed the hungry, call a commandant. Oh, come and dine, the master call a commandant. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he does eat and supplies our every need. Oh, it's sweet to sup with Jesus all the time.
You come to dine? Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
Be of your side, all the saints and prophets, and with Jesus we will live eternally.
Eternally!
Come and dine, the master call and come and dine. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
Just press play.
We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. We may feast at Jesus' table. Come and dine,
come on dine.
Oh, come and dine, the master call and come and dine. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. We who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. We the hungry call and come and dine.
Let's clap for joy. Time. That's beautiful. Are you happy tonight? Are you glad to be one of them? Have you come to dine?
And dine, the master calleth, come and dine. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. We who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of God, come and dine.
That last one more time.
See, the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. For the host of heaven will assemble thee. Be a glorious sight, all the saints and spotless white, and with Jesus they shall feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the master call and come and dine. We may feast at Jesus' table all the time. We who fed the multitude turn the water into wine. We the hungry call and come and dine.
Let's clap it one more time.
The master call of come and dine.
Dine on the word.
At Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of come and dine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I can do this a long time. I've been waiting all morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. I'm happy to be here tonight. In the presence of the Lord, with the bride of the Lord.
Amen.
We have come to dine upon the Word, the pure Word.
Amen.
Because we are the Word Bride.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love we've been hearing so much on these Jubilee tapes and all the tapes. There's not a bad one to pick up. They are Jesus Christ speaking to His bride.
Amen.
And I love what Brother Branham said not too long ago. He said on those tapes, he says, don't change a word.
Amen.
He says, you just say what's on them tapes. Don't change nothing. Say exactly what's on these tapes.
Amen.
I'm so glad that he said that and that we believe that. And there's a group of people that believe that with all their heart.
Amen.
They want to say just what's on them tapes. That's me. Tape people. Are you guys tape people?
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. He said, royal seeds of Abraham. He's recognized and knows that their names are written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Before the foundation of the world. You know, once you realize that, once you see that, Satan can't take that from you at all.
Amen.
At all.
Amen.
It's yours for eternity. He says that it is in this day and time, as we've seen these messages, that wheat, he says, it comes up and he said, it looks like the stalk. He says, and it looks like the shuck and it keeps coming up. And he says, pretty soon, like the farmer says, that he's got a whole big field of wheat. He said, he ain't got nothing yet. But now we are in the wheat age.
Amen.
Brother Branham said that shuck has been just protecting that seed all these years. And he says, now it's peeling away. And he says, now that seed is setting in the presence of the sun, ripening.
Amen.
And that's this message.
Amen.
Setting in the presence of the sun. The message of the hour. He said the other night, I love that. He says, I can hear the combine coming. Amen.
Amen.
He said that the Lord Jesus is called a bride. He says he's called a bride, a church out of a church.
Amen.
There is a church, but then the church is the bride. That royal seed is different. It's not the whole church. He said, like the children of Israel, they all came out. He says, but only two. One in a million, he said, went over.
Amen.
Here's one.
Amen.
You better be the other one.
Amen.
He says, Jesus said, he says, I think it was in St. Luke, he come and he said that one thing that worried him, that when he was leaving, he was going to find out, he said, when he returned, he wanted to know if he was going to find out something.
Yeah.
If he was going to see if it'd still be here on earth when he come. He was worried about it. You know what it was?
Faith.
Faith.
Amen.
He didn't want to worry, would there still be faith?
Yeah.
Faith cometh by
hearing
the
word.
And the word came to the
prophet.
He found it.
Amen.
Right here. Right here. that's good. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Amen. I'm sure there's a lot of dings out there, right?
Amen.
Amen. I wish I had printed out a quote. A brother had sent it to me, and he was talking about, he says, Brother Branham, from the beginning, he says that he picked your great-great-great-grandparents, and I'm paraphrasing, so don't try to hunt it up word for word, but he says, talking about getting together your grandparents and come from there and breeding one another to come on down. He says, to make you who that you are. That's what predestinating is. And he says, to get you all together so that you just have that right little ding. Amen. Well, it's so good to be here tonight. And it is. It's a very special occasion that we're here for tonight. For many reasons. It's always a special occasion when the bride of Jesus Christ comes together.
Amen.
Because when they come together, anything can happen.
Amen.
That's what Brother Branham said. He said, you get in one mind and one accord and agree, anything can take place.
Amen.
And we believe that. We're looking for that to take place.
Amen.
That it is that we've been hearing these messages and we've always said, but they're more true and more than what they were when he preached them.
Amen.
50 years ago. Because it didn't happen. Like he said in Malachi 3. He said that would have come in Malachi 4. I mean, he said that the Lord would have come. But he said he hadn't come. So it didn't fulfill until now. So when he says we're looking for the coming of the Lord. And the things he's talking about is happening right now.
Amen.
We're seeing it fulfilled before our very eyes. Amen. He said that bride, for us to get ready in laying in the presence of the Son, he gave us certain, he said that there was three physical ordinances that he left for us to do.
Amen.
And he says that was baptism and communion and foot washing.
Amen.
That's the only three he left to do. And he said, this was the showdown. He said, you want to know for sure. He says, don't come unless you know for sure. And thank the Lord, I know that this is a group of people that's been preparing themselves. I've been hearing people going around, getting with one another and calling up one another and saying, you know, I might have said something to you. I might have done something. Or if I said anything to offend you, forgive me. I'm sorry. That's what the bride's supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. Get everything. Turn over every stone. Get it all done. Because he's looking for a pure virgin bride that has nothing. And we've done according to his word. He says, first, he said, you have to be baptized.
Yeah.
He says, and that's an outward expression of what went on in the inside. I've received you, Lord. I do it, Calvary. I do it. And we've done that. We've been baptized. And he says, by being baptized, he says, then you're forgiven of your sins.
Yeah.
But what's greater than that, he says, that bride recognizes who that they are. That soul, he says, then you're justified.
Amen.
What a word, justified. Justified. Amen. That thrills my heart. You never even done it. You're completely free. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Each one of us, as Brother Branham, I love that little story of the chicken that's in the barnyard. I just love that. He said that chicken, he knew he didn't belong there. You know, you didn't belong out there. And many of that are here that have grew up in the message. I grew up around in the message, but I had to still come the same way that you come. He says he has no grandchildren. He only has sons and daughters of God. And we have to each come. But he says, is even doing that I got in a barnyard, but I had one day recognize that voice.
Hallelujah.
That it was, he says, when that voice screamed out to him, he goes, just jump, I'll get you. That's when we recognized that voice. No matter where we were, we knew that was mama crying to us.
Amen.
That was the word. We recognized that voice. And it's so important to recognize the voice. The scriptures from Genesis to Revelation is talking this end time. It's the days of the voice.
Amen.
We've never had the opportunity to do it before, is to hear the voice of God. What would we have done? What would we have done to live in the time of Jesus' time? I would have loved to heard him preach the Sermon of the Mount. I would have loved to went around where he went and what he did. But even the prophet of God said, I would rather live in this time right here, right now, than live in that time during Jesus Christ. So how privileged are you? A greater time than when Jesus Christ was on earth. You need to stand for that. We need to really thank the Lord. Lord, yes. Thank you, Lord. He said, all from the beginning of time. They wanted to live right now. Right where you're sitting.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You may be seated. I was the one getting on you. Now I want you to stand up. There's certain things you need to stand up for. Because it's inside of you, just bubbling out on the inside. We would like to welcome, I know that we have a lot of visitors that are here with us tonight. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you that are here. It's not time to recognize each of you. And actually, when I was writing my notes down to say to welcome all the visitors, you're not really visitors. You just come and go, but you're not visitors. You're part of us. You're part of us. We're one big bride. One big called out bride. Amen. Amen. I see. It was all the visitors that stood up. Oh, there he is. All the visitors stand up.
Amen.
Welcome. Well, like you, we've been feasting on the Word here at the Branham Tabernacle. We've been in the presence of Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Listening to His Word. Ready for the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We're ready to take off. Amen. Amen. We just believe that you all are part of God's great symphony too. And we've been speaking a lot of that. You heard a little ding up here, and I'm sure that you heard that. That is, we've got to get in tune with the great orchestra leader. And that's this message, the Holy Spirit. It was a Son of Man revealing the Son of Man to the bride of Jesus Christ. And once you recognize that, you cannot see nothing else. And when all the critics and everything else comes, it's too late. You can't tell us nothing different. He says, my sheep hear my voice. My voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, and people, of course, that they say, well, you're putting too much. He's talking about the voice of God. Amen.
Amen.
You're exactly right. I'm talking about the voice of God. But that's who you chose to bring it. That was the voice of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. What a blessing it is to be able to recognize that.
Amen.
So thankful to the Lord, His mercy, His grace, and what it's done. You know, people, a lot of people have asked, it's like, okay, the Jubilee is over, the end of the 50 years. What are you going to do now? I said, go home. It's going to happen just like that one of these days. It could happen tonight. It could happen anytime. God's great masterpiece is all going to come together, and it has to, and it's coming. We are in the closing moments of time. But it doesn't matter. I'm still, if it goes on for another 1,000 years, it don't matter to me. I'm going to be believing the same message. I ain't looking for another messenger or nothing else. If it's my great-great-grandchildren, it's this word. Nothing else is coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. Enemy can't take that away from us. How wonderful it is. I want to make just a few announcements before we get right into our service tonight and hear the word. For truly, that's what we're here for,
Amen.
Is to hear the word. Amen. And our communion service tonight is that we are going to have you remain seated is during the time. At the tabernacle, and is a lot of times that Brother Branham that he did is he had the people, they stood up. And it's a practice that's went on for quite a while. But there's only a couple hundred people. And even that sometimes at the services, it lasted a long time. And it came very hard and difficult on the people. So tonight, we're going to have you during the services. And we'll instruct you to remain seated. We are going to, with the communion, to bring you up that some of you that are visitors here never seen. Maybe the diagrams are back there. I don't know if they still left them in the back for you to see or not. But we're going to start with the back of the tabernacle here, and they'll be dismissing by rows. So these two sections will be coming over here, and these two sections over here. But they'll be dismissing this section and this section together, and then the far sections together. But the ushers will show you and instruct you how you're going to come up and line up and then go back to your seats. What we'd like for you to do so that we can do it as orderly as we possibly can is that once you come up, and I know you do it different in your churches, different places, is once that you come up and you come up to take the communion, is stay there as a whole group of people until they dismiss you and tell you when to return back to your seat. Not as soon as you take the communion, don't leave and go. We want you to go together as a group so we can orderly bring down the next group and then the next group and the next group. Also, we've designed it a little bit to give you a little bit of time. Something that's always so special to me in taking the communion that it's hard. I get up here. It's a sacred moment. It's just not, here we're going to take communion. We're going to do. No, it's not that. A lot of times I'll reach down, have to hold that wine, and my hands are trembling to pick up that glass of wine and what it is and what it represents. Because Brother Bram said your mind should take you back to Calvary.
Amen.
You used to see that cross standing right in front of you. And see that blood dripping right there on you. You should see him being whipped for you and beat for you for the healing. And tonight, if you're sick, when you take this communion, you're going to be healed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You just remember that when you come up here and you take it, that's according to the word. And the word can't fail.
Amen.
It just can't fail. It won't fail.
Amen.
Heavens and earth will fail, but it won't fail.
Amen.
Amen. So we want you, as like I said, is to come up and is to give you a little bit of time is after you take the communion so that you can sit there for a while and just pray for just a little bit before they dismiss you and go back to your seats again. So if you do that, like I said, the ushers and the deacons, they will instruct you of how to come and how to line up. And then after service, when we have the communion, the foot washing service, it'll be the same thing. After the communion is over, we'll have you remain seated here in the sanctuary part. And then we're going to start from the back. The ushers will start dismissing the church from the back. We can do quite a few people at a time. About 400 people can go to be in the back. So it'll do that. We'll have music playing here, just worshiping the Lord and singing. It started years ago of doing it at the tabernacle. When we have foot washing, we play gospel hymns. Brother Branham, the old gospel hymn. So invite you just to sing along with Brother Branham and worship the Lord as we have foot washing with one another. And you don't want to forget that too. He says it's like washing Jesus' feet.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You want to keep that in mind when you're doing that. Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
You literally think that you're looking. That's Jesus' feet.
Amen.
It's his feet.
Yes.
Your feet is his feet.
Amen.
Yes, he says he could have had the moon, the stars, the rocks, or anything, but he chose you.
Amen.
Chose you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That you were in him. Before there was a moon, a star, a galaxy, or anything, he chose you. Amen. We thank the Lord Jesus for that. So, like I said, the ushers will. They'll be coming back. And then we ask you is when you leave, when you go back, we won't be allowing you to come back into the sanctuary. So if you would just take your belongings with you, sisters, your purses and the Bibles and stuff like that. And there'll be tables back there for you to set them on. So, and thank the Lord. It was supposed to rain tonight. The Lord give us a beautiful day for communion. Didn't he? Amen. Wonderful. Thank the Lord. So, I just have you stand up while you... Go ahead. Is that... We want to go right on into prayer and welcome our Lord Jesus here with us as we bow our heads just to meditate upon Him. How thankful we are tonight to be able to welcome the Lord Jesus with us. We all know that He's here because we brought Him with us, each one of us. Written epistles read of all men. Once again, that He chose us. He predestinated us. He foreordained us. He knew that we'd be here this night before there even was a world. He knew it. How great is our God?
Amen.
He knew you'd be here. He knew you'd be taking part of this communion service. He predestinated it.
Amen.
To thank God that the footsteps of the righteous man are ordained of God. We get all worried about what we have to do. What's tomorrow going to be? What do we got to do? What's going on and everything? We don't have to worry about nothing,
Amen.
Children.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
He's in charge. He knows.
Amen.
We just put our life in His hands. Lord, lead me, Lord. What you want me to do, where you want me to go, what you want me to say. Lord, I want to totally yield myself to you, Lord Jesus. Truly, that's the desire of my heart, just to be like you, Lord. Nothing but just to be like you. Truly. And that's what the bride of Jesus Christ wants. That's what He's coming for. True, unadulterated word. Word calling to word. And we're here to say, Lord, we're here to be more like you, to get everything out of the way and to take it each time. Unfortunately, we're just human. And we look at ourselves. And that's what becomes so hard, is looking at ourselves. But thanks be to God, He doesn't see us. He sees the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son. That's how He looks at us. He looks down through that precious blood that we're going to take in commemoration of Him tonight. It's because of that blood at Calvary that you're here tonight as sons and daughters of God. And that we are needy people, though, physically, spiritually. We have loved ones we want to end. We have many things. We're just needy people. But our God is a mighty God.
Amen.
And He answers prayer.
Amen.
And our prophet taught us, if we just believe according to the word, if you'll ask it and just believe it, it's yours.
Amen.
We want everything right now. God don't work that way. He said, believe. Just believe. So whatever it is tonight, may you just take an anchor down and take your stake and drive it down in the ground. Lord, whatever they have need of, Lord, you give it to them, Lord. You've done give them healing because you did that at Calvary for us, Lord. By your stripes, we were healed, Lord Jesus. We're going to believe it tonight, Lord. We have many requests that have been turned in. We won't read each and every one of them, but what's so wonderful is that Father knew them before the foundation of the world too. He knew what's on your mind right now. He knew that request before the ink went on the paper. He knew all about it. But tonight, we believe He's going to answer that prayer.
Amen.
He's going to heal these sick people. He's going to heal you. He's going to give you a refreshing of the Holy Spirit in your life. He's going to give you everything that you have a desire of because you're asking Him and believe it. Lord, I'm going to get it tonight. I believe it, Lord, with all my heart. If you believe it, you'll receive it.
Amen.
It's a promise. Not my promise. It's His promise.
Amen.
And His word cannot fail. We believe that. So if you have a request that's upon your heart, just raise your hand. Say, Lord, you know what my need is. Lord, may you meet my request. Bless and be with me, Lord. Give it to me, Lord, I pray. And I'm believing. We'll just sing our little song that we're going to reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. For we know that He's here. We know that He's moving in and out. We feel Him. We know that He's here. And we're going to reach out and grab Him as He goes by. And I ain't going to let go. Because, Lord, I'm not going to let go, Lord. I'm going to hold on. And I'm going to believe. Let's just sing our little song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord, as I ask our brother Samuel to come up and take these requests before the Lord tonight. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to
bow our heads and our hearts before You, Lord, with thanksgiving to You, Lord, for reaching out to us and picking us up, Lord. And we love You, Lord. Thank You for Calvary, Lord, for shedding Your blood that we may be completely cleansed and forgiven and justified and free. We love You, Lord. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit that You've poured into our lives and filled us afresh, Lord. And thank You for the message and the messenger that You sent this day through Your prophet, Brother William Marion Branham. Thank You, Lord, that we've heard that voice. Thus saith the Lord. Lord, we've gathered here tonight into this canopy, Lord. And Lord, we invite You in our midst, Lord, this evening. Just to come in, Lord, we want to wash Your feet. We want to make You feel welcome. We want to praise Your name, Lord. We want to lift You, Lord. We want to give You the adoration of our hearts, Lord. Lord, we know, Lord, looking at ourselves, we're so unworthy and so undeserving. But Lord, we as a group of believers, we see nothing but the blood. Lord, I see nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that cleanses me and purges me from all of my sin and unbelief. Thank You, Lord. We love You. Lord, You saw the hand. You saw these requests. It's been written down. And Lord, Your word said and declared that the seed of Abraham would possess every gate of the enemy. And this very night, Lord, Lord, just drop that faith in every person's heart tonight that they shall possess every gate of the enemy. It makes no difference what it is. Lord, we claim it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We love You, Lord, and we give You all the praise. Bless each person here tonight, Lord. We just love You, Lord. What else can we say but we love You and thank You for all of this. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to to hear Your heart.
truly thankful to be one of them.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so thankful that I can say that for myself, that I am one of them.
Amen.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame. The fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean, it is burning out within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say.